This week, Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski will begin holding town hall meetings on the budget for the coming year. Last year, the county raised taxes for the first time in a generation in order to close an $81 million budget shortfall. But officials say that does not mean the county is out of the fiscal woods yet, and tough decisions lie ahead. WIPR's John Lee is in studio to talk about what's at stake. John, does it look like more tax increases are on the table?
Nathan, it appears unlikely. County Councilman Tom Quirk, a Democrat, chairs the council's Spending Affordability Committee, which will issue its annual report on the county's fiscal health later this week. And Quirk says there's no desire to raise taxes again. But with that said, there are some multi-year, big-ticket items that are going to have to be paid for somehow. For instance, Quirk says the health and life insurance fund for county retirees is in trouble because money was taken out of it by the Kamenetz administration for school construction. And Quirk says at some point, retirees are going to have to pay more for their health care.
And not just a little bit, a fair amount.
Now, Ed Blades, who is Olszewski's budget director, says they're trying to avoid retirees paying more by putting more money in the fund and looking for ways to save money by restructuring plans. He says it's too soon to have the details on that. Blades says currently the county needs to put in around $115 million in the fund each year to break even. And during the last year of the Kamenetz administration, that investment had been reduced to around $5.3 million.
So this $5.3 million obviously could not cover a $115 million expenditure.
Blade says if the county does nothing, the fund for retirees would run dry in 2025. But he says the administration is committed to making sure that doesn't happen.
A moment ago, you mentioned future big-ticket items, and not items. You used the plural.
That's right.
What are some of the others?
Well, for one, Councilman Quirk says paying the county's share of the Kerwin Commission's plan to increase spending for public schools, if that proposal passes the legislature. And another big one, Nathan, has to do with climate change. Quirk's district includes Catonsville and Oella, both hit by flooding during heavy rains in 2018. Quirk says it's clear the county's stormwater system won't be able to handle the downpours that scientists predict are in the offing.
And so it's a multi-billion dollar problem that we're putting a few million dollars a year toward.
Republican Councilman David Marks is also on the Spending Affordability Committee. He says the county's priorities this coming year should be school construction and hiring more teachers and police officers, while at the same time looking for fat in the budget.
I think there has to be much more aggressive a way of cutting back the spending that we really don't need.
Councilman Mark says he'll offer up ways to do that once he sees the county executive's budget in April.
So what is County Executive Olszewski saying about what's going to be in the budget for the coming year?
Well, nothing too specific yet. As you mentioned a minute ago, Olszewski will be holding town halls on the budget. First one's Tuesday in Owings Mills. And you may remember he did the same thing last year and at that time laid out a bleak budget picture. The town halls attracted hundreds of people and were used to justify the inevitable tax increases Olszewski proposed. Again, another round of tax increases does not appear to be in the cards for the county in 2020. When asked about them, Olszewski always says they're a last resort, but he never rules them out. However, neither he nor the council appears interested in going down that road again this year.
This year.
Right.
John Lee covers Baltimore County News here on Your Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Nathan.